True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You watch the film. And
yeah, well, there's no doubt.
You watch the film. He said, right, Tyler, am I tripping? He said the offensive line played well against the Rams. There was some things like the quarterback could have stepped up, but overall he thought they played well. You watched it. You came away feeling worse about the performance after you watched the film,
yeah,
correct?
I just don't – you know, I thought in the postgame – our own post-game show, I said the O-line is better than they were last year, which interpret that however you want. That doesn't take much to be better. After I watched the film, I wasn't as comfortable with the offensive line as I was when I watched it in live action.
Yeah.
You got guys – I mean, you got Jake Andrews doing everything he can, Lake and Tomlinson doing everything he can. Those two guys are there. I got zero worries, zero concerns, right? You got Tytus Howard playing out of position. He just does not have the ability to get low like a guard needs to and move mass. He doesn't have the ability to do that. Did he do fine? Yeah, he did all he could do, right? And then, again, you got Ursary, who's a rookie, and he did not – I mean, he got beat. And when he gets beat, it's blatantly obvious, right? It happens. That's expected. And then you got Cam Robinson, who you paid $12 million to, and he's over there like he's fighting for his life every single time he's having to pass protect, and it was not good. So – I disagree with that point that D'Amico made there, but I, you know, I understand he's trying to protect his guys.
Yeah.
So it's when you were specifically asked about your offensive line protecting your quarterback, and you somehow, without another question being asked, transition to your defense gave up two touchdowns. You're clearly trying to protect some guys. You know.
Yeah.
Clearly frustrated. So. And again, as well he should be, that was not a pretty outing by the offense.
Yeah, as a text line coming in, so does this mean that they are not in contact with Joe Mixon? I don't know. I don't know what this means. That is becoming very strange.
Here's what we know. Here's what we know is if you asked about Christian Kirk or you asked about Braxton Berrios, it's, hey, they're coming along, they're getting better, that we'll keep you updated on what's going on with them. You asked about Joe Mixon, and it was, we hope he's doing fine. We're going to worry about who's here with the team.
He did say we miss him, but we
– Well, hell yeah, you do. But, yeah, no, I don't know. That tells – that. Yeah, just a different answer. It seems like there may be a little bit of a
– Like Tyler, I'm thinking, and Clint, I don't – it doesn't feel like, yeah, man. He's going to be back in 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's as a fan, I don't care. I don't care about if there's animosity. I don't give a damn if they like each other or not. As a fan, I'm going, is he going to play in 3 weeks or not?
Yeah, I hope he's doing well. I hope he runs out. But, again, guys, we are going into week two of the season. It is Thursday, by the way. We're going into –
And that beer's cold, too, Chief.
I tell you, man, I ain't going to lie to you.
What the hell are you doing over there?
Man, I'm just living.
The hell is that?
I'm just living, man, you know. Got a little
– You got a little copper cup over there? What's in that?
A little whiskey mule. That's all right. Just living. But it's week two, and it's Thursday of week two. And we got – and it officially starts tonight, Clint. And we have still – no one still has seen Joe Mixon.
Yeah.
Since the entire season ended.
Where are they?
No one has seen Joe. So I don't know. That's an interesting situation.
I thought when that question popped up, I thought somebody saw him at practice. I started to get excited, like, hey, okay, we're gonna, we're gonna have this 1-2 punch by the time game five rolls around.
Yeah,
but
no,
instead it turns into hell. I hope he's all right.
Hope he's doing well. All right, listen. We tell you guys should listen to Texans All Access behind us every night for many reasons. But D'Amico Ryans, he was on Texans All Access. He was with John and Mark. And I wanted to bring this up to you, Clint, the people, to get your thoughts on an assessment D'Amico had in regards to C.J. Stroud and how maybe he could do something that could really help this offense. I want to see if you agree your thoughts on D'Amico. Here's D'Amico talking about what he thinks could help this offense coming from his quarterback, C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, it is a very great weapon. I mean, when he does it the right way, like stepping up in the pocket, escaping, it unlocks a defense. Right now, he's put on tape several times that he will run. He can gain the first down. So what do you do as a coverage player? Are you staying back in coverage? Are you coming up to get the quarterback? That's the part that you put defenders in a bind. If you want to come up, now he still has the capability. LA Chargers playoff game, right? Get it, scramble, and throw it downfield as well. So him continuing to work those where he can escape the pocket and make you pay downfield, that threat is hard to stop. So I encourage him to continue to do whatever it takes for us to win games.
He encourages it. He encourages moving, running. He ran and gained some yards in the Kansas City playoff game. Now, he took some shots, but he ran and gained some yards. He had 5 carries in this game for 32 yards against the Rams and got some first downs and got some extra yardage that was helpful. Your thoughts on that with D'Amico? You want to encourage him run the ball more?
Yeah, but I think there's some parameters there. I thought C.J. Stroud was tremendous this past week in that department, in a sense of, hey, man, it's not there. Get north and south and get out of bounds. Get north and south and slide. Get north and south. Keep your eyes up and throw it down the field. I thought he was absolutely tremendous in that arena, right? There were two different opportunities when he took sacks where he could have pushed up in the pocket had he just been used to pushing up in the pocket. But that's the operative part of what D'Amico Ryans just said is, I want to see him push up in the pocket. If it's not there, use his legs, right? That is a very, very important phrase or part of what the head coach is saying right there, because I don't want my quarterback drifting, especially now if you got Lamar type speed or the guy you're going to watch tonight, Jaden Daniels type speed, then, hey, you can drift where the hell you want to. But that drifting to the sideline, and I know they've made some highlight reel type throws, but as a coach, you don't want your quarterback doing that. Push up in the pocket. If it's not there, get north and south, get as much as you can, and get down. I think the pushing up in the pocket is the operative part of that particular comment by D'Amico Ryans. You know, here's the overall thought of CJ as while we're on the topic of CJ, right, with the not pushing up in the pocket, because I saw it on film. Now the head coach has talked about it. That's something where they can get better. Okay, I wonder last year was obviously rough on him from a pressure perspective, right? And then you look at training camp, and training camp was most of training camp was spent with Daniil Hunter and Will Anderson in his face with a mucky pocket, chaos around him, and the whole thought was, well, he's going to deal with that in the regular season, right? And so now you got a quarterback that may be, I don't want to scare anybody, I'm just going to use the frame, but seeing ghosts. You got a quarterback that's not pushing up in the pocket the way that he should. Hopefully he can fix this.
You think, you're talking about CJ,
there's
a little bit of that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, heck, I mean, he's human, right? I mean, I don't know how you would go through what you went through last year and more importantly in training camp and not have some level of like, hey, man, I'm – you know, this chaos around me needs to quiet down a little bit and I would operate a little bit better. There's no doubt about that. So, you know, I would, you know, ideally, you know, a guy like C.J. Stroud, after last season, you would spend this entire preseason leading up to your game to last Sunday, you would spend the whole time with a quarterback coach and an O.C. busting your ass to push back up in the pocket, reminding you every play, push up in the pocket, push up in the pocket, push up in the pocket. But instead, he's back there getting pummeled by these two defensive ends that are coming.
Yeah,
so, you know, they've got bigger fish to fry. But ideally, that's the quarterback world you want to live in, is every day, whether it's a good pass or a bad pass, or, you know, that firm up the middle of that pocket, and then you just preach and just hammer it into his head every single day at practice. to work that and keep it in his mind, even when he can't keep it in his mind. And, you know, you hope that's at least happening right now. You hope so he can fix that issue, because there were opportunities. There were opportunities. The Jake Andrews sack, when he got turned sideways and got pushed back into CJ, he should have.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Just slid right up inside of Jake Andrews, yeah. and it would have been I don't know what was going on downfield, but he'd have had plenty of time to make that throw. So there are times like that where he's got to.
Yeah, I don't want him to get carried away, though, because he's not a runner. Just taking off and just the shots and the shots that he can take. Like, I think it was – I understand where D'Amico's coming from on there's some openings there and you can pick up some first downs, but be judicial with it. Like – If we start getting out and CJ is, all right, I'm gonna get out here and I'm gonna get 6-7 carries a game. I don't like. Obviously, he's not Lamar or Jalen Hurts, but I don't even think that I would want him moving and taking off the way that Mahomes does.
CJ Stroud is him.
To throw. Yeah,
I mean, I think there's maybe two guys in the league that should even think about playing the style of Mahomes, and it's even ill advised with them. Mahomes is such a unicorn. He's such a freak of nature. The way he plays, the decisions he makes, whether it's running with his flags or throwing the ball, like all of that is left for Mahomes. There's one Mahomes in this world. Everybody else needs to live by a different set of rules at the quarterback position. But I don't think anything the Texans are ever going to do with C.J. Stroud is to worry about from a using your legs perspective. There's never going to be a designed run. There's never going to be an encouragement to run. It's always going to be a secondary to a, is the pocket breaking down, push up in the pocket, keep your eyes up, remain a threat to throw the football as long as you possibly can. You saw him last week pump fake 2 yards down the field and the defender jumped. Stay in that threat to pass as long as you possibly can. Get what you can and get down. That's the extent of what I want to see C.J. Stroud doing with his legs.
Yeah, I wouldn't love – hey, man, he's averaging 5 rushing attempts a game. Like, I don't know that that's a great recipe that what he does best. And just for me, the hits he potentially may take. But, I mean, obviously it is as effective when he's able to pick up some of those first downs. But I just don't think that's anywhere near the strength of his game.
Well, he is good. Like what we watched last week was the thing about quarterback scrambling, and again, you got to exclude Mahomes. But the thing about quarterback scrambling is it's not about speed. It's always about control. Right? Are you in control? And you watch these guys. That's why Jalen Hurts is so great. He's a good athlete, but he's nowhere near some of these other guys we talked about. But he's always in control. He's always very aware of what's going on around him, and he's getting down, getting out of bounds. And the decision to take off is a smart one, calculated one. And I think that's how I see CJ's legs being used, is more of, hey, man, it's 3-4 times a game when you got a good clean pocket and something's not there, you get loose.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza.
New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have 3 Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.